Okay, how many people are excited? Are you excited? The return of the podcasting master, the return of the man, the myth, the legend, Desmond Alicea. No, I'm kidding, but this is my third time at attempting a podcast. I did podcasting when it was super unpopular, 4 years ago, maybe five, 4 or 5 years ago. Before there was like a major wave of people doing podcasting. Got into it, wet my feet, stopped, came back, did it again in 2015, 2016, stopped, and I'm back again. I'm excited. We are recording live from Alicea Studios. Alicea Ranch. It's not an actual studio. It's me in a room with some headphones, and we're going to have a good time. No, so this is... Podcasting is going to be set up kind of different. So for those that know me, you've been listening or following my content for any length of time. Remember, I had a radio show. Radio show went for about 2 hours. Podcasts are going to be 15 minutes, not longer. I feel like I don't like long podcasts. I don't like podcasts that are like an hour. I feel like that's too much pressure. I feel like I have to listen to all of it. And like, what if I don't want to listen to all of it? I'm not going to pick it back up later. I think 15 minutes is just, that's enough for your commute. It's enough listening to get you to where you're going. You know, it's the sweet spot. It's just right. So what are we talking on today's podcast? What are we talking about today? This is for my church crowd, my church people. I want to talk about this move, this acquisition of this Golden State move that Apostle Stevenson has done. So for those that don't know, I'm a pastor. I've been a senior pastor of a small church, a small community. I don't want to say church, it's a community, Move Church. I've been doing that for almost 2 years now, but I've been in church. I've been executive leadership for other churches, for my home church. I've been in the church world for about 15, 16 years, 30. It's almost half my life. But, So I know the church jargon, church lingo, praise and worship, all of that. Matthew Stevenson is a pastor in Chicago, Illinois, that is really doing some great things. He's getting bodies in seats. He's saving lives, transforming people. I've never been to a service there. I have my own reasons why I haven't been, but I respect the grind and the work and the ethics and everything they're doing there. So. It was announced like an announcement. It was almost dropped like when Beyonce and Jay-Z just drop an album. This is how the announcement went. There was nothing to hype it up. All of a sudden, boom, Miranda Curtis and Todd Delaney, two stellar award nominees, winners. They are leading the charts right now as it relates to gospel artists. They are praise and worship pastors at All Nations Worship Chicago location under Pastor Stevenson. That's great. There's three points, three tiers. And so the cool thing about the podcast is this is really therapy. You guys hear conversations that I would normally have with myself. and we're going to edit them, of course, make them PG-13. I'm not going to say anything crazy. I don't even talk crazy, period. I do. But you guys get to hear like my thoughts and just opinions, and they don't even matter. Like, my opinions are my opinions. You can agree or you can disagree, whatever. But Miranda Curtis, Todd Delaney, which is great. I think that he has an awesome ministry, Matthew Stevenson. You know, people are really benefiting from the ministry. And, they're doing a great work. He's starting campuses. He's got one in Canada, Los Angeles, San Bernardino that I know of, Atlanta, so Alabama. I think that the work of Matthew Stevenson, you have to applaud. Man of vision, very prophetic, great word. So I think that when you couple word with worship, you're going to have an awesome and dynamic ministry. And I think that's what happened. A lot of people in the church community were upset, saying it's not fair. I even said that. I said it's not fair that he got, I don't want to say got, that Miranda Curtis and Todd, no one can make you do anything. These were decisions that Delaney and Miranda made to they went to join All Nations, work under the leadership there. So there had to be a decision they wanted to make. I said it's not fair because, you know, I look at it from an NBA standpoint. I respect Golden State, but fam, you have an all-star team. Like, how easy is it for you to win championships now? You know, it's like if the Lakers back in the day had Kobe, Shaq, and Magic Johnson playing. Like, yes, you just can't have everybody. Matthew Stevenson has everybody. Not everybody. A lot of people are going to his church, and that's commendable. But he has the Golden State. He has the Monstars. Remember the Monstars? Remember Space Jam? How Michael Jordan was playing on the opposing side of the Monstars, and the Monstars were these five big, giant aliens who just had the skills of all of the best NBA players. Same scenario here. He's got some monsters in Miranda Curtis and Todd Delaney, and not to mention himself, you know, what he does and what he adds, and the rest of his administrative team. It's legit. Chicago is about to be taken over. Let me tell you something. Chicago churches, ain't nobody going to be in a lot of these churches. This church is about to be filled to capacity, which is great. And the reason I said it's not fair is it's like, come on, dude. Come on. Like, that's favor. And you can't argue with the favor. You can't get mad at it. That's great, man. It's just, that's good. That's a lot. That's a lot to handle. That's a lot of talent. So people are upset. And I get it. I get why people are mad. You know, some saying it's a money move. Some are skeptical of, like, his motives and intentions. And you can't know a man's heart. But congratulations to the man, to Stevenson. I think that's a great, I don't want to say acquisition, but I think that's really cool that he was able to do that. And I think it's going to be beneficial for the body, for the people there at ANWA. So congrats. You will hear no negativity from me. Not in this. I could find negativity. It's easy to find negativity in any and everything. You hear no negativity though from me, because all of the unofficial ANWA members are gonna attack me. But you will hear me say that, God, it's not fair, dude. Come on, you're building the super team, right? That's like, imagine if back in the day, Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams and Ty Tribbett all went to sing at the Potter's house. You'd be like, come on, is that necessary? Is that necessary? So congrats, kudos to Matthew Stevenson. All right, I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. Yeah, we'll be right back. Keep listening, okay? Got more podcasts to go.